A family of self-described serial entrepreneurs in Skagway think they've found their final adventure, a craft distillery. After more than a year of paperwork and preparation, Skagway Spirits is set to open this spring. The new business is part of a growing craft distilling industry in Alaska.
Bit of an ice cube in there and a little bit of lime.
We're in Janilyn Hager's test kitchen, which is really just her kitchen at home. She has a bag of lavender-colored ice cubes she made using fireweed petals.
It just adds a little bit more color.
She pours vodka distilled by her son Lucas into a glass.
So classically, a Cosmo is vodka, cranberry juice, but this is our fireweed hibiscus tea and a little bit of triple sec.
The vodka, triple sec, and fireweed tea make a rose-colored Cosmo. Skagway Spirits will just have gin and vodka to start, so Hager is creating locally sourced teas, bitters, and ice cubes to add variety to the drinks.
We're just trying to look at what can we harvest here that we can then get creative with.
Skagway Spirits will be the first distillery in the gateway to the Klondike, at least in modern times. Janilyn, her husband Gary, and their son Lucas are working together. The Hagers have a good friend who is a distiller in the lower 48, and they've thought about getting into the business for a while. Gary says when he bought an old airplane hangar on Alaska Street and 9th Avenue, the pieces started to come together.
I've always had that in the back of my mind, having a distillery would be a good place for it. So.
More recently, the Hagers were inspired by Port Chilcoot Distillery in Haines. Skagway Spirit's slogan is "Distilling with a Pioneering Spirit." It harkens to Skagway's gold rush history. The Hagers have debated how much to use the gold rush in their branding.
So much gold rush, you know, it's the mandate of the Park Service. And it gets, you know, in a lot of the tours, that's kind of the theme. And so I've been a tour guide in Skagway off and on for years. And I was like, oh, by the time they get to the hangar, they'll be so over it.
They decided to go with a more industrial theme for the distillery and tasting room itself, taking advantage of the look of the airport hangar. But the Hagers did decide to use the iconic picture of Stampeders climbing the infamous golden staircase of the Chilcoot Trail. It will decorate the gin bottles.
When you put it around a bottle, it has a, you know, with a clear spirit and the gold flecks falling off the golden staircase, it's magnificent.
Choosing labels and experimenting with cocktail recipes is the fun part, but Janilyn says the past year has not been easy.
So it's not for the faint of heart. Anybody that wants to go into this business needs to be prepared for, it's a lot of desk work as much as creativity part in the distillery.
One of the challenges came in the form of another potential distillery in Skagway. Shortly after the Hagers filed their license application in late 2015, Haines residents Dan and Christine Turner filed one for a distillery called Alaska Stillman. Alaska law currently allows just one distillery per 3,000 people. It's first come, first serve, giving Skagway Spirits precedence in this case. But representatives from Alaska Stillman have been fighting to stay on the Alcohol Beverage Control Board's radar. Documents from the last few ABC meetings show that Alaska Stillman requested a spot on the board's agenda because they were skeptical Skagway Spirits would actually operate. Phone calls to Alaska Stillman were not returned by deadline for this story. Janilyn Hager says she did not find out about Alaska Stillman's persistence until recently. The ABC board requested the Hagers present documentation proving they intend to use their license. They did that, and now the contention over Skagway's one distillery license seems to be put to an end. The acting director of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office says representatives of Alaska Stillman withdrew their application. Here's Hager.
We're a startup business, so it's sort of like writing a script. We think we've got the end of the story, and as you go along, there's a twist and turn that changes the part of the story. So we're going along in the twists and turns.
The Hagers plan to start serving cocktails by May, and they aren't the only craft distillery in the region set to open soon. Amalga Distillery in Juneau is also getting close. That means Southeast Alaska, which had zero distilleries 4 years ago, will soon have three. And there may be more to come. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Emily Files.